Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is C. Steen Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928 #1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. Interested in advertising on our podcast with an audience of over 800,000 listeners, you can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start at just $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. That's info@verticalwithak.mediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising, no matter the budget. And now, a word from our sponsors. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. One Sure Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Welcome. I'm your host, Celeste Duckworth, and our guest today is author Beatrice Adinati. Her book, Mindless Behaviors, Breaking Through Unseen Barriers, it will be our conversation today. Beatrice Adinati is a storyteller, a sought-after business leadership consultant and speaker, and she is a first-generation Nigerian-American. Adinati's unique experience in marketing perspectives gives her the ability to recognize the mindless behaviors that prevent people from reaching their untapped, limitless potential. Through her unique perspective, Adinati helps professionals, business owners, and anyone ready to confront their own mindless behaviors by acting as an interpreter of the unseen, guiding them from being reactive to reflective in their setting. Beatrice reveals in a direct, no-nonsense approach the reality of what's holding people back and blocking them in their professional and personal lives. She is the founder of Merrill Inc., as well as the author of Mindless Behaviors, Breaking Through Unseen Barriers. Thank you, and welcome, Beatrice. Tell me about what you were going through when you decided to write Mindless Behaviors, because there's always some experience with a writer that pushes them towards something to share with readers.
Yeah, so during that time, I was in a little bit of a transitional period.
Okay.
I was working 90-hour weeks and, like,
wow,
had my business. And also I was like, I had friends that I'm like the problem solver and like,
yeah,
the critical thinker in the group. So like, they call me when they need support.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
And also, like, you know, even my intimate relationships were like, okay, am I in something? Am I not in something? It's just almost like it was convoluted, and my mom and like my parents are aging, you know, and when you have, mm-hmm, aging parents, those are kind of, that's challenging as well.
Right.
So with all of that, I started to descend into like that breaking point was going to my ex place and literally sitting there wondering why I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing there that I needed to be there. It's just almost like I was coming with a group of friends and it seems like they needed some entertainment. And I was like, wow, I needed to start reflecting, right? And the thing that I started to discover I needed to sit with myself and become aware. What about me is basically creating this life that I don't want?
Okay.
And I started to sit with myself and I discovered a lot of the mindless behaviors I had. But even the patterns around me, I've always been a pattern person. I've always said that, like, why is this person still in the same situation in a different way? And, like, I think that that started to arise. And that discovery process that I had in those realizations led me to start. That was the beginning of me, right, mindless behavior. So burned down my life. It fell all apart. And then it fell all the way apart. And it had to, because that breakdown was going, was me. It's like, what got you here is not going to get you there. So it was like actually that breakthrough. And me starting writing the book, I started to really come into my own. I started to really like hone in what I've been trying to say for a very long time. And I was able to express it in that mindless behavior as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, everything you said, too, is really, I mean, even the title Mindless Behaviors makes me think of a repetition of what you're doing and your behavior that's not getting you moving forward. I like what you said, that you really had to break things down. And, you know, actually, things have to fall apart in order for you to make a new change or move forward. Was it hard to get through that breakthrough? And when I say that, I mean, was it hard for you to start rebuilding?
No, because at that time I started to realize with this first one, I started to realize that like I had all the skills in me all along.
Okay.
I was actively present. Now I'm starting to put everything together.
Okay.
And It was scary but exciting. Like this is something that I can do, and not only can do, but hone into and basically utilize it for practices, and that is coming, that evolved me to the next level.
Were there any challenging parts in there that you found was a big challenge to write about, or maybe you really had to, you know, chug through that particular part to get through to the writing?
The attachments to the behaviors that I came across.
Okay.
That was really challenging because I was so used to being that person as showing up for people. But I started to really had to check myself and like saying that, like, you know, you can't be back and everybody's back and call, you need to show up for yourself. Right. And like in my writings, as I was writing and through the years I was writing, because it took me 5 years to write the book, I was basically talking about the different mindless behaviors that I was doing, but what it has been served, but what I examined around me. So these are like convoluted, these stories are a mix. I would say that they're true, but they have hot sauce on it.
Right.
Mix up the characters, but they're the basis of what the message is and what I've observed. So I would say the biggest challenge was basically breaking my habits.
Okay.
About it, emotionally writing about it and letting it come through.
I can really relate to that, even with business, as businesses change, they have to change. They have to, whether you're expanding or whatever you're doing, it's very hard to think about, especially if you're a people pleaser. It's hard for you to think about, well, I'm not going to be doing this work anymore. And then it's hard for you to relay that to your clients. So when you were making these changes and when you were catching yourself and saying, oh no, we don't do that anymore, because I know it's pretty much a habit you had to develop, how did you deal with that? How did you deal with when the people come to you and they're like, oh, but let's go to Beatrice because, you know, she's going to help us get through that? So how did you deal with the no?
So what happened is once I started shifting that reality, shifting my mindset. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things that I've done in the past actually start to basically go away. So when I do have people that came through and said that they wanted this aspect, these services and stuff mm-hmm. like that, I say, no, I don't offer that, but I do offer this. Here's uh-huh. what I can do.
Great.
But if you want it.
Right. So,
like, granted, that journey took a long time. And, like, yeah, it's not like, oh, I mastered everything writing that book. It's mm-hmm. an ongoing thing. Yeah.
Did you find peace within yourself once you wrote the book and finished it? Was there any peace within you that talking about this really helped? Also, the fact that you wrote a book to help others recognize that they have mindless behaviors. Did you find some peace within yourself that you really had got through some things for yourself?
Yeah, I not only found peace, I found a release.
Okay.
It was a release of, like, this is what I've been trying to say all along. Mm-hmm. And I always had a lot to say, and I was able to articulate in a book. And not only that, been mastering talking about a lot about it.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of like my epitome. Like, that was like, oh, this is out. My mind child is out.
Okay. Like, all right.
That. Yeah.
Okay. So, where do mindless behaviors come from? What starts a mindless behavior?
Mindless behaviors is unconscious biases that we do on a regular basis that keep us stuck.
Okay.
And habitual patterns that, like, I call them micro issues of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very micro and they're overlooked, and it's little things that we do on a daily basis. And mm-hmm. it might not be every day, but you're doing it. And the thing is that you're not self-reflecting mm-hmm. enough to understand and become aware of those behaviors. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the whole point of mindless behaviors is, and even the whole social experiential platform, is to break the cycle of reactivity.
Okay.
So mindless behaviors is that. That's the definition. That's how I define it. But mm-hmm. the platform is a social experiential platform that do offer communication tools to people. There are okay. really, like, practical tools that mm-hmm. are like that are basically transferable, but they're flexible depending on who the individual is, and mm-hmm. basically allowing people to create their own experience better than being told what their experiences need to be.
Okay, so what is the where do you get the drive and the passion in creating this social experiment platform? Because it's really a heavy type mind thing when you're talking about dealing with mindless behaviors, even on the level of, for sure, I talking to you and reading your book, I can say that I deal with that with clients. How do you deal with that? What drives you to do that? Because I'm like, oh, well, I'm only having to deal with them for a short period of time. You're creating something where, you know, you're helping people from all, you know, not just small businesses, but businesses and, you know, personal. What is your drive and passion?
My drive is that an average person is not an average person is a social thinker. Everything okay. we do is skimming the surface.
All right.
And, like, I notice with social gatherings and everything, you don't get to, like, level, you don't get that deep, and you don't even get to know somebody that deep, right?
Right.
So for me, I naturally start on, I'm not going to say, what business do you have? How are you? Like, what this is, I'm naturally deep, and I'm starting to lean. I started naturally leaning in and becoming curious. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what really honed me into doing the work that I do is that I'm present.
Okay.
Most people are stuck in the past or the future. Trying mm-hmm. to anticipate either or.
Okay.
Trying to wonder why did something happen to them in the past. And trying to anticipate what's actually really going to happen to them in the future. So the more present you are, and the more present I am, the more I have people come into their bodies.
Okay.
I'm meeting you here. Mm-hmm. Nothing outside of this is out is you. And that's where mindless behaviors is saying, like, if you're not present, you're overlooking everything. Okay. And that's where I like to stay grounded in that aspect of being present and understanding.
Okay.
Like, what these practices is. That's my whole practice, is being aware and present.
Mm-hmm.
And how
do you think?
Go ahead.
Well, do you think social media is kind of a issue when it comes to being in the presence, being able to tap into the time to reflect within yourself?
Social media is entertaining.
Okay.
It's a platform for people to basically express their ideas, mm-hmm. Have fun. And the reason why people are obsessed with it is because their lives are boring. They're not interested, and most people are in a past and present, a future. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's a way, it's actually a getaway for people to, it's actually a getaway for people to experience something different. It's unfortunate that it has to be a technology tool, but that's what it comes to. And you can have deep conversations there. You can read more when it's engaging. But mm-hmm. when they put that social media down, really think about the life that we're living is boring, it's mundane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But instead of bringing what you see on social media to life, we're just busy being stuck behind a text.
Okay. One of your reading in your book, I was interested in the part that said not following your intuition. And this is a subject that I talk about a lot. So what is it about individuals that just don't follow their intuition, or don't even, or just pretty much ignore their intuition?
It's alongside of like a lot of the things that I said before, but like let's put it on another level.
Okay.
Let's take it to the next level. Like, if you're not present and like not really processing, most people don't listen either. So not even processing the information or even understanding what you're experiencing and everything, you're missed cues, and you're missed that in the intuition within you saying that, no, don't go that place. Yes, you do need to go this place. No, don't do this. Don't do that. You know, and that internal compass, because I always talk about the internal compass in that direction, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you come into your body, your body will tell you exactly what the nutrients that it needs for you to put in it for it to thrive.
Okay.
It's the same thing as intuition. If you follow your intuition, some of the situations that you get yourself into and the mistakes, you can lean into yourself and you realize, like, maybe that might not be the best thing for me.
Right.
Maybe this will be the best thing for me.
Okay.
So I feel like that's kind of one of the, with following your intuition, we go against what's ethical or what's even morally right.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we fall into the traps of going against it because we're not stepping back and really reflecting about it.
Wow. Okay. So now you created a business from this, or you went into a business, and you're called, it's Meryl Inc. 360. And I was looking through your website. It's really interesting. I was looking at that you do workshops, you're doing a retreat. Tell me, because workshops and retreats, I mean, especially retreats, these are really unhand type situations, meant to be unhand type situations. Tell me a little bit how you created this Meryl Inc. 360, why you created it, and what do you hope to accomplish with what you're doing?
Meryl Inc. is my business consulting firm. We specialize in strategy, plan, and logistics. I created it because in 2009, actually way before I wrote the book,
mm-hmm.
I felt like there was no place for me. So I felt like I felt displaced, and every time I would go into like getting jobs or anything, they're like, yeah, you're very, I literally have somebody said that I would have took the executive, I would have took their position
if wow.
I would have progressed with
them. Oh my gosh, really?
I decided not to hire me. And I think at that point I was like, I'm just going to basically create my own, right?
Right, right.
And I know, like, you know, there are challenges and obstacles on the way, but I was like, I'm going to hone in and I'm going to go like a war horse and basically keep going with it. Mm-hmm. So Mindless Behaviors was a production company, and now we're growing into a business consulting firm that specializes in strategy planning and logistics. So a lot of like marketing. I've been in marketing for 20 years. Do a lot of event production, strategic, any type of planning, and also logistics, like telling, basically mapping out how people can execute the plans that they create.
Okay.
And Mirror Inc. is the intersection between business and people.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the whole point is similar to Mindless Behaviors. It's Mindless Behaviors, and the Mindless Behaviors principles is heavily integrated into my practices. That's why I have my Thriving Mind and my Thriving Brand.
Okay.
And I do workshops, educational workshops and for my Thriving Brand, which is the business aspect. The Thriving Man is more of the Thriving Brand. The Thriving Mind is the more of the personal growth and that introspective, you could say introspective, that awareness aspect. Having people go to retreats to hone in to who they are and be able to imagine again and become aware. So they all, both of them work intertwinedly, but the whole point is to break that cycle of reactivity.
Okay, so let's kind of put this in the, let's give our audience a little real world example. So let's say someone comes to you and they say, I really have a great business idea. I'm really stuck with trying to get the strategy and logistics together. And let's say that you notice this person does have some mindless behavior. How do you deal with that with this client? So how are you going to, I would say, how? Yeah.
So most of the time I do have exercises.
Okay.
I do a lot of exercises. If somebody said that they have a lot of ideas and it could be a business, but it's not, it means that they don't have clarity and they don't have an anchor.
Okay.
So, and what I do is help them map out that vision. And I do a lot of exercises. In the first couple of sessions, I am like an ethnographer. Like literally not saying, asking a lot of questions. I'm being an observer before I implement an idea. Because the thing is with consultancy, with my consultancy, I go in knowing nothing. I tell people I know nothing. I don't know nothing about you. I know nothing about your life. This is a clean slate. I need to be able to gather that data, observe you, to be able to understand where you're coming from. So it's almost like that intuitive practice as well. Okay. So I start there. And then because trust is a self-fulfilling value, but most people have a lot of guards up. And most of the time, it takes a few sessions to break all those barriers.
Okay. All right.
And then to be able to, like, come in and form that full circle vision. Because the planning is to me, is the easy part. The vision and that clarity is the hardest part.
Okay.
Of it.
Okay. So can you give me a little example of someone that you consider was successful in your program?
Yes,
and I mean, and knowing success is a lot of different things, not necessarily about a lot of money or whatever, but what you consider was successful.
I got one of my successful clients. He was an ex-priest.
Oh, and okay.
Yes, this was kind of his son. Like, it was like early this year, I worked with him, and last year. And he had a lot of like, he's been in 36 years of personal growth. He came in like, you can't tell me nothing.
Right? Wow, okay.
And like, he's been in business for years and like, he wants to take his business to the next level. Mm-hmm. And in the first few sessions, he wanted me to do some things because he got referred to me and it was successful, but then I knew that he needed to go deeper because there was not that much clarity. He had ideas, but like some of the challenges that he had is that the clients that he wanted was not coming to him.
Okay.
And that clarity. So it was a test and pull, push and pull for a long time.
Right.
And then for a few sessions, and then all of a sudden, like, it literally just shattered, the glass shattered, and it was like, oh, he got clear, it was clear, it was going in the direction that he wanted, and we nailed down the vision, and it all came together in the plan.
Wow.
And his business right now, because of that clarity, that level of clarity, his revenue increased.
Wow.
And he was able to talk clearly about not only what he does, what he wants, and how he, and he also his services. So we were able to clear up his services, clear up his messaging, and he literally said, like, I did not know that I had a lot of these internal challenges. And so
wow.
Made that mindset shift was that paradigm shift for him.
Okay. Okay. What projects do you have coming up next? So you did Mindless Behavior. What is your next book or your next project?
So my next book is not going to be out for 2024.
Okay.
That's coming out. But my next project is to start to like do a lot of experiential push, expand Mindless Behaviors. So with a lot of like doing more events, getting people to understand the concept on a national level.
Okay.
And I have a goal of it being international. So me having local here in Minnesota, just want to expand more. Like, what does it look like doing it on a national level in different areas?
Okay. Well, that sounds great. That sounds really great. One of the things I want to ask as we go out of the program here is what's one thing that a person must be willing to do if they want to really explore their mindless behaviors and break those barriers that are keeping them back, holding them back?
The first thing that people would need to do is look at their lives differently. That's really cliche. I'm about to get into details. Chaos is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I would say pick one thing that is troubling you in your life. Look at, and then basically look at it from two ways. How are you contributing to this problem? Mm. And what is the problem mirroring to you on the reason why this is an ongoing situation?
Okay.
You will basically start to see that there might be something that you're doing for it to keep this situation going.
Okay.
And you get into, and then that clarity will come, and you can be able to shift lanes. Because the whole point is to shift gears of like, if something is ongoing, it's an ongoing chaotic trouble.
Okay.
Shift lanes, it might be something that you're doing and you're not even knowing.
Right.
And a lot of people, we have a knowing thing that we have on our, something that is like, I can't figure this out for my life with me. But you start asking those questions, what am I doing to continue this problem to happening? And then what is this showing me? Telling you those two questions will like start to shift.
Okay. Well, Beatrice, it was great having you on the program, and I look forward to more interaction with you and with your, you know, with your company as well. Just for my audience that's listening, that's out there, we have 4 copies of Beatrice's book to give away. 2 of them are autographed, so you know what to do to get that book. And we'll also have information on the radio tonight on how to get that book if you'd like a copy and get to know more about mindless behaviors. So Beatrice, this has been great having you on the program. Now, I would love to communicate with you when you're saying that you want to take this out to even, you know, national and worldwide. Are you available for conferences? I'd like to ask that.
Yeah, I'm aggressively looking to speak at conferences, speak at, like, do workshops in different states and cities, and even
okay.
Put my book in other stores, so.
Okay, great. That's really great. Well, tell our audience where to find you, where to find your website.
Okay. You can go to www.mirrorinc360.com and you can purchase my book there, or go to mindless-behaviors.com. It's also a link.
Great. This has been Celeste Duckworth with A Taste of Ink Live with our guest, is Beatrice Adinodi, with her book, Mindless Behaviors. And if you're listening to me now, you'll be able to also listen later on this evening at the 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you're wherever your time zone is, remember, it's going to be broadcast at Eastern Standard Time, and you just have to follow along with what your time is. Thank you so much, Beatrice. I appreciate you. And I'm going to enjoy being in touch with you. Love to have you in Vertical Magazine's in our business review section with information on how you can be reached if people want you for conferences or more interviews. I think this is a great, it's a great idea. You know, you don't never think about that, of what's holding you back in your business when you come up, between these walls and you're like, okay, how come I'm not getting through? So I think this is a great idea. So we look forward to you. We actually hope to see you increase in your endeavors. You are now part of the Vertical family, so reach out if there's something you'd like for us to share with our audience or either on our radio, and we will be glad to do that. Take care, Beatrice.
Thank you to our faithful listeners. This has been Living Vertical Radio, and you have been listening to our host, Celeste Duckworth. Stay tuned to our next program. Interested in getting your business in front of a worldwide audience? Contact info@verticalmediagroup.com. That's info@verticalwithak.mediagroup.com for details. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.